Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tyson Harley, re-recording this because I went a little bit ape at the utter criminality of pathological lies that are now allowed by the protected industry and what the CEO sh** out of his mouth. Now, I think this guy's name is Albert Bourla or something like that, the CEO for Pfizer. I want you to put your thinking caps on because we are going to obliterate everything he says. So this is off of Yahoo Finance, the Pfizer CEO, a video with the bottom caption at the beginning of this 38-second clip saying Omicron continues to drive rise in global COVID-19 cases. We're going to obliterate that myth and lie. His face is in the upper left, his lying face, and in the upper right, we have a chart that reads coronavirus daily cases in the U.S. Starting from 215.20 up to 110 of 2022. We see peaks at about 300,000 around December of 2020, somewhere in that range. And then nothing quite that high. And then all of a sudden, 900,000 daily cases now. Of course, garbage, but we'll say why. So I'm going to try to make it through all 38 seconds, but I need you to listen and see if you can, if you've listened to this podcast enough, maybe, you know, you've kind of like caught on with how you monitor from moment to moment what lie they're saying now, you know, word to word, moment to moment. So let's listen to all 38 seconds, see if I can stand not interrupting it.
The two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think very good. Less protection against infection. Now, we are working on a new version of our vaccine, the 1.1, let me put it that way, that will cover Omicron as well. And, of course, we are waiting to have the final results. The vaccine will be ready in March. And we know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you could keep up with the lies. How much can we say with a straight face? That's what it has become, especially when your industry is protected from getting their asses sued off. In the middle of that, there was also some graph that came up that showed there's been more vaccine doses administered on the planet, let alone sold, because we're centrally buying them up for some idiotic reason instead of letting demand just be what demand is. There have been more vaccine doses administered on the world than there are human beings on the planet. But let's listen to this, and this time we'll analyze and interrupt.
That the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection.
Okay. The two doses offer very limited protection, if any. This is in the context of Omicron, which is where we are now, because remember the video is as of January 10th, 2022. So this video was either made today, January 11th, or no later than yesterday, January 10th. The two doses offer very little protection, if any.
The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think very good.
Okay, that is wrong. He's lying. There's a reason he's swallowing. That's someone having to swallow his lies. It cannot be, ladies and gentlemen. And this is where I flipped out last time and had to re-record this episode. That the two don't offer hardly any protection. But if you just take the third, because that's as many as have been authorized now. Yeah, now you've got very good protection against the latest variant when none of them are updates to anything. It cannot be that you take two, almost no protection against this variant that is not even designed for. And if there's some overlap to this variant, then how could it be that the first two, which was the first full administration of dosages, offers little to no protection, little to protection, if any at all. But the third one offers this magical amount of very good protection against hospitalizations and death. It can't be, ladies and gentlemen. And another reason why, what have we said? We have said repeatedly that the third dose is the same formulation. It is not an update. There's no difference. You just take it a third time instead of twice. So how can it be that one can be almost no protection, two can be almost no protection, and third could be just a miraculous amount of just random by chance protection for the variant that it's not even designed for? They're liars. Let's see if we can listen to him swallow and feel uncomfortable about his words.
If any, the three doses with a booster, they offer...
The three doses with a booster...
They offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think, very good.
I'm lying through my teeth right now. But if I keep looking at the camera in the eye, then I'll get through it. My job is to be a liar. My job is to be the symbol of vaccine sales over science. Because after all, just remember, we are protected from being sued.
Less protection against infection. Now, we are working on a new version of our vaccine, the 1.1.
Okay, so in case you didn't know that I was telling the truth, there's your proof. He didn't say we're working on 1.2 or 2.0. When I say the booster is the same formulation, what did he just say? We are working on a 1.1. And then he ends up saying that'll be available in March, unless it's not. And if somehow it's not, and then you can have a fourth shot, the second booster, if that's been authorized, guess what they're going to say? Boy, well, you know, the first two, they offered basically none. And, you know, the third one, it turns out not a lot of protection after all. But if you take that fourth dose of the exact same formulation, people, then we're talking. Very good protection. Then very good protection.
I can put it that way. That will cover Omicron as well. And
again, there's no formulation for Omicron. So how can it possibly be that the third one magically covers the variant? It effing does not.
Of course, we are waiting to have the final results. The vaccine will be ready in March.
Okay. And so let's then really quickly talk about this ridiculous. Now, this is a little bit of review. Folks, you can listen to me when I've talked about this more directly. But when I learn something, I then try to make sure we repeat it a little bit. So the graph that they had, coronavirus daily cases in December of 2020 was their previous peaks. It was around 300K at the peak. And the other ones around December of 2020 was, you know, say 250, 270, 250, 250,000, 275, 300,000. A peak maybe somewhere in there or just a hair over in the middle of December of 2020, give or take, it looks like. And everything else around that winter period was much, much lower. And then a slight peak in March. And then another peak somehow. I don't know if that was the alleged Delta peak or what. But then all of a sudden, okay, I just told you 275, 300, 250. All of a sudden, we have 900,000 cases. Ladies and gentlemen, an impossibility for more than one reason. It's 2 years, A. So if there was ever going to be any kind of immunity, a vaccine induced or natural immunity induced across the planet, then it should be 2 years in and it would be two related coronaviruses. Remember, this brought in COVID-19 family of coronaviruses, and therefore natural immunity protects against the related ones, the ones that are closer, as long as it's not another novel version, which should be a highly rare event, and none of the variants have been called novel. So it is not possible, plain and simple, that 2 years later, you can suddenly have three times as many daily cases. You don't have to believe me, but that is true. I've tried to tell you the logic there, but more, this is why. Because only a week ago, the CDC director was straight out admitting what they also admitted back in July of 2020, that they were not going to use a PCR test past December 31st of 2021. Now, they didn't say why in so many words, but basically Walensky, I think there are some fact checks that say they didn't say why in so many words. They say that they didn't say that's why. Who cares why, fact checkers? I haven't looked into it, but I can tell you there's a reason they stopped using the PCR test. And it's probably because it doesn't apply. They didn't just say don't ever use any more of these for no reason. They didn't say use some other diagnostics for no reason. So the reason is because they probably don't apply anymore. And then the CDC director on top of that says, yeah, the reason we have a 5-day self-isolation is because 85 to 90% of the transmissibility happens within the first 5 days. And also, and then the talking heads go, well, you know, some people are criticizing you saying, should there be a test out requirement where you have to have a negative test before you can go back because your self-isolation is only 5 days and not 10. And the CDC director says over and over again, I've got the audio, I've got the analysis on a previous episode. Well, the reason that you don't want to test out is because you'll be positive for 12 weeks. You could be positive for 12 weeks, even though you're not transmissible. So that straight out tells you that there's no test. So how do you get to 900K? Worse, it could be part of the reason that they're getting more cases because it's not daily cases of, you know, the 85 to 90% transmissibility. It's repeated counts of things that happened earlier. And the test is garbage to begin with. So you've got that. And then you've got the idea that, are you just going back to just mere symptoms? If you don't have a test for Omicron specifically, are you going back to mere symptoms again when we had the first spike in numbers? So an impossibility, just liars that are suitable and worthy of the hanging tree, ladies and gentlemen, a CEO swallowing hard to lie through his teeth on a global video so that his vaccines can be sold at a greater pace, lying about their effectiveness. There's no internal logic. You can't trust reporter one to even try to piece together the simple logic I gave you, to even try to have the basic institutional and logical memory of, wait a second, why would it be that the three would magically be, you know, because they're trying to purposely forget that it's the same formula, and therefore that wouldn't make any sense. So yes, worthy of the hanging tree, worthy of Nuremberg 2.0. I don't know how we get there, but this is what we have. It's amazing what you'll get as far as liars of CEO, when you shield the entire industry from immunity. Amazing how that happens. So when Joe Rogan and others go, you know, they just split profits first, blah, blah, blah. No, Joe, I hear you. But the reason they're putting profits first more so is because they're shielded from immunity. Okay, guys, I guess I'll leave you with one more little attempt or rather recitation. I'll just let you hear this one more time. Again, Yahoo Finance. And this is, I think his name is Bourla, but regardless, he's a CEO of Pfizer. And here we go.
And we know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think, very good.
I'm lying through my teeth. I'm going to help.
against deaths, I think, very good. And less protection against infection. Now, we are working on a new version of our vaccine, the 1.1, let me put it that way, that will cover Omicron as well. And, of course, we are waiting to have the final results. The vaccine will be ready in March.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.